Your beliefs can often lead you to a cause where an organized effort exists that can support your beliefs. When this work of that organized effort is positive and beneficial to, well, more than just you, that's a good thing. When it's promoting violence and crime, I hope you don't need me to tell you how that's not a good thing. Yet it is a dark place where many people get lost in, including my next guest. He was one of those rioting, threatening members of the group known as Antifa, who saw nothing but unfairness and inequality when it came to America. Today, he is quite a different person, to say the least. Today, he is a national director in the Western region for the organization Our America, who recently shared his experiences then and view of America now in an op-ed for the Washington Examiner. He is also author of the book Behind the Black Mask, My Time as an Antifa Activist. Gabriel Nadalis, how are you today, Gabriel?
I'm doing great.
JoinOurAmerica.org is the website for Our America, and we've also linked to Gabriel's op-ed from the Washington Examiner for you to read as well. I guess the starting question, people hearing the premise and everything, why was Antifa an attraction for you? Because we on the outside see the actions, but you dove into the interior. What was the magnet for you?
Well, you know, I got to start with my K-12 education. California public education really indoctrinated me, if you will. I mean, a lot of my teachers would say, oh, you have to go get involved, be involved in society. But really, that was just a dog whistle for getting involved in left-wing politics. Because whenever they promoted those issues, well, they would talk about, like, the teachers union marching against Governor Schwarzenegger in California back in when he was in power. You know, that's basically when they said get involved, it was go fight for the left-wing causes. And that's really how I really started, you know. I started believing this idea that America was a very unfair place and that it needed people like me to really go out there and fight for equality, for against fascism, if you will.
And you wrote about this in an earlier article, too, along with your book. Just as a comparison, I'm making this analogy because I think a lot of people watch the TV show that Leah Remini had about Scientology. That's an organization that says one thing, but the reality is very different. Was that the same situation with Antifa? What they say and who they are two different pictures?
Oh, definitely. A lot of people will say they're Antifa, but whenever you ask them what fascism is, it's a very broad definition. They'll include capitalism, the free market, you know, business people, people who support America. Like, fascism doesn't actually necessarily mean actual fascists, just anybody who does not believe, who believes in Western democracy or classical liberalism.
Not to give a thumbs up or any support, but that's if you're an organization looking to wreak havoc, I guess that's a smart structure to have. You wind up recruiting probably more people than you would if you're being upfront and honest about it.
Yeah, and I mean, the whole purpose of the organization is to really create an us versus them environment. You know, if you're with us, you're fighting against the fascists. And obviously, if you're not with us, all of a sudden you become one of those fascists that they're fighting against. So you really can't win with Antifa. You're either with them or with them, or you become a fascist.
Or you break free, which is what you did. And what was there a specific moment, a specific event, something you saw that was happening around you that you were part of that caused you to say, you know what, this is not exactly the place to be right now?
No, you know what? A lot of people ask me for the aha moment, but it really wasn't for me. You know, I was involved with the anti-fascist movement for about a year and a half, and I did quite a few things with them. But then I'm a very curious person. And as a curious person, I wanted to learn more about, you know, what we were talking about. So I actually stumbled upon Milton Friedman and Thomas Sowell. And, well, I got to tell you, at the time, I didn't agree with those ideas, but I found them interesting enough that I wanted to discuss the ideas with my friends. Well, I go to my fellow anarchist friends and, you know, I start talking about the free market, the tragedy of the commons, all that. But as soon as I bring it up, well, one of them called me a capitalist pig, which is the first time that had ever happened. And you know, I started to realize that these people were not people I wanted to hang out with at all. So I went and I started looking for people who were more on the libertarian side and the conservative side, just so I could talk to them and really experience what that was like. And it was a slow and but ultimately inevitable transition into believing in pro-American values.
Talking Gabriel Nadalis, former member of Antifa, author of the book Behind the Black Mask, My Time as an Antifa Activist, also wrote a recent op-ed about his story, his life, his direction, his organization for the Washington Examiner. We've linked to that. And for his organization, Our America, it's joinouramerica.org. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Important lesson from your life, too, and your experiences. The escape is not a flick of a switch. It was a process, wasn't it? You just didn't go from point A to point Z. You had several stops along the way, different levels, and you kept going, fortunately, in the right direction.
Okay, so it really wasn't like, an overnight switch. It was a long transition. It really made me, I had to start thinking about like what I actually believe, talking with my friends. I've had many conversations with fellow anarchists, fellow members of the anti-fascist movement, as well as with conservatives and libertarians. But you know, the key difference, I think, is that at the end of the day, whenever we disagreed on the left, all of a sudden there was a lot of vitriol and anger. But on the right, we would literally just go to a diner and have food. And it was that sense of community that really helped me leave the anti-fascist movement, because it really lacks, the Antifa really lacks that, the idea that we can agree to disagree.
Well, some would make the argument, too, that there's a faction on the right, let's call them just for the sake of easy identification, you're either with Trump or you're an enemy of America. I mean, what you talk about, what you write about, as far as we need understanding, that really plays true for every side, within every side.
Yeah, you know, and that's why I'm so excited about Our America, because it's not about President Trump and it's not about some of these like far left groups. It's really about bringing Americans together from all walks of life. We don't really, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, conservative or liberal. We are really trying to attract people from all sides of all Americans who are just proud to be American. Because, I mean, our research shows that the vast majority of Americans support this country. They still love this country, especially within minority communities. Just to give you a couple statistics, 80% of Hispanic Americans believe that this country is great. Meanwhile, 76% of Black Americans also believe that America is great. You know, this is not something you would hear in the legacy media, because they are always trying to play this idea of divide and conquer. They want to divide Americans into different subgroups and make them into a voting block, without realizing that a lot of Americans have a lot more in common than people think.
Maybe, too, what we saw in a recent Gallup poll, too, one of the questions being, how proud are you to be an American? If you look at the trend of that question, you can go back to 2003. The extremely answer about being proud to be an American was around 70%. Most recent poll, this was June of this year, down to 38%. That's the consequence, I think, of what you're working against with Our America. They're coming for you, is how some approach is. They're coming to get you. They're going to take what you have that's rightfully yours, and that's really diluting people's pride in America, because that divide and conquer philosophy is diminishing how way too many people look at their country.
Yeah, and again, the vast majority of Americans agree with certain common sense issues. The only issue is that there's a lot of divisive issues that are being pushed by this tiny radical minority that tries to get into power and then pretend that they are the righteous majority. But in fact, they're really, really small. They just know how to organize well and set the narrative that if you're not with us, you're against us. If you're not with us, you must be an evil person. And it is that kind of divisive ideology that's making people not be proud of being an American. But at the end of the day, the vast majority of Americans still believe that America is great.
So talk about the work of Our America. What are some of your specific projects? What are some of the ways people can support what you do, become a part of what you do?
Of course. You know, we launched Our America on Flag Day a little bit over or under 3 months ago, and we have over 150,000 people signed up on our website. And it's really great, because we've really exploded since we started. And really the purpose is to build a community. And in that community, we have an online component that people can, so we can kind of, we have a proof of concept. People agree with these values, but we want to highlight all of these people that actually do believe these values. The latest thing that we did, we launched a project called Our Story. In Our Story, we're actually just highlighting different Americans who are just, again, who love America. We have one of my friends, Tamina, she migrated from Iran here in 2015, I believe, and she recently became an American citizen. And, I mean, her story is just fantastic. If people want to go check it out, it's joinouramerica.org at, I believe, stories. And, yeah, I mean, her story is magnificent because she says that she had a very cushy life in Iran, but she wanted more. She wanted freedom. So she, when she had the opportunity to come to America, she took it, and she has not looked back since.
There are a collection of great stories and really an organization that promotes positive unity. I think motivates debate, not disagreement, big difference between the two. And you wind up with a unity in a nation that can have opposing viewpoints, not looking to walk in lockstep here, but to do with cooperation and respect for each other. Sounds like that's really something that should be a foundation, but unfortunately too many people want to see things otherwise. The organization is Our America. On the web is joinouramerica.org. He's the national director in the Western region, also author of the book Behind the Black Mask, My Time as an Antifa Activist. Gabriel Nadales, thank you so much for helping us understand better our role as citizens of all nationalities, genders, ages, all of the above. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.